Now, back to Cleveland Browns Daily, live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns Combine coverage directly from the source. Yep, that's us. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Isn't an iPad a tablet? I think it is, but maybe there's a stricter definition of that. iPad's got its own description. I don't know. I always thought it was the same thing. Anyway, we are here at the Combine, Vic Carucci with Eric Metcalf, and the Combine being Lucas Oil Stadium. That's where it's being held here in Indianapolis. Want to remind you, tomorrow morning, a Combine special right here on ESPN 850 WKNR from 9 a.m. until noon. It'll be Aaron Goldhammer with yours truly and with Eric Metcalf, and we'll be on. Eric and I will kind of alternate, I guess, during the show, but the three of us over the course of 3 hours bringing you coverage of the NFL Scouting Combine. Mike Pettin, the head coach of the Browns, will join that show. He's due to meet the media here also tomorrow morning. So that's coming up. And I encourage you, too, to go to clevelandbrowns.com and to all of those apps I just described, because we've got a lot of good stuff for you from the Combine. We have some videos that Eric Metcalf and I have done. Eric's done some separately going through the drills that the athletes here, the prospects here, go through, so you can get a feel for that from a former Browns player who knows a thing or two about getting ready for prepping for these drills and the right techniques to utilize in them. And you do that so people can kind of pick up on that. I've got some written pieces, and we've got some pieces covering the local posted right now. The Ohio players here, many prospects. Ohio State, by the way, with six combine players, tied Wisconsin for the most in the Big Ten, just for the record. I just wanted to put that out there.
I know that.
And I know you only care about the Texas guys who are here. And we're talking about a Texas A&M guy in Johnny Manziel. That's troubling for you, too, because you've gotten through it well, but you're part of you is saying, I can't believe I'm talking about an Aggie.
Right, I have to give an Aggie so much credit. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, you're saying nice things about the Aggie.
He deserves it, and he's played good football, and won a Heisman, done good things. But having to say it, being a Longhorn, it drives me crazy.
Oh, I can see it.
I bleed orange.
You do. Yeah, well, you should. You breed orange and brown and orange as well. All right, Johnny Manziel met with the media today. That was the big story of the day here. He doesn't work out. The quarterbacks will work out on Sunday, those that will work out. And right now the only one we know of is Blake Bortles. And before we get to more of the Manziel sound, Blake Bortles walked past us after he did his media session today. This is the Central Florida quarterback. And Eric and I looked at each other. That is a big dude.
He looks like he could play linebacker.
Yeah. I mean,
that guy has super size. So now when you think about a quarterback in the NFL, that's prototypical size.
That's the thing that I keep looking at. And I understand there's more to the position than just being prototypical. When we say prototypical, whatever that means, but I mean the size that I think you'd prefer to have, I prefer to have in the pocket, taking the hits, standing tall, you know, making the plays, big arm. But he also can, you know, he's got some athleticism. I mean, he can move too. There are flaws in his game regarding the accuracy or lack thereof at times, decision making. But overall, you do see a player that when he is on, I've talked about this a lot with Nathan Zagura, my regular partner here on CBD, he can just be on fire.
Right, and what you look at is you can't teach size. He has that. So with Kyle Shanahan, he has the ability, if he were to come to the Browns, he has the ability to teach him the things that he's lacking as far as quarterback and footwork and
sure.
And the way his arm action and everything like that. So you can be taught that, and that's what you have to look at. What you have is, as far as your vitals and everything, and what you can be taught. Because, as we say also, he's a very underrated runner.
He is an underrated runner for a man that big. He's a good athlete. He looks solid. And when we say big, I mean, we're talking height, but we're also talking, you know, just his shoulders, just his frame put together. And you can see a guy who, you know, is coming into the NFL this way. Once he gets working with a physical trainer, somebody who's overseeing the strength and conditioning of a pro athlete, it should even get any better. You would assume it gets better.
It definitely does. I mean, and things have changed since when I played, because we didn't have the personal trainers and
right.
and the dietitians and the nutritionists and everything like they do now. And so once a guy like that gets into the NFL and he's able to get all those people around him, the personal trainers, the strength coaches in the offseason, he'll be able to chisel his body up even more and at the same time work on his game where that it applies to the field.
All right. We've heard from Johnny Manziel a little bit earlier. He spoke with the media, and let's get into some of that sound. He was asked, what makes him so special?
I think probably one of the most competitive people on the face of this earth. I mean, whether it's sitting here playing tic-tac-toe or rock, paper, scissors or whatever it may be, I want to win. It's something that really dating back all the way to being a kid. I don't like the taste of losing. Don't lose a really sour taste in my mouth. So extremely competitive person. Same time, I want to be a great leader as well.
All right. So, you know, he said extremely competitive person. That's the right answer for that. And I don't have any reason to doubt it. But, you know, you're asking somebody, all right, define yourself. And the first thing he goes to is extremely competitive, that would make him special. You see that. I mean, we saw that in the bowl game. He was willing his team to victory in a bowl game where sometimes players can get a little, sort of not so enthusiastic about wanting to play that hard in those types of settings.
And we're all competitive in something, in nature, by something. We're competitive. And what you see in Johnny is that he is a guy who doesn't want to lose. And that's what I think he means about his competitiveness. We all want to go out there and get victories, but when he's out there, he's fiery. He's trying to make plays to win, and he'll do anything and throw his body around, which I don't know if you can throw it around like he did in college in the NFL, but he'll throw his body around if that's what needs to be done to get plays.
All right, and to the point of, quote, throwing his body around or moving around and maybe taking those hits, he was asked about, you know, what he saw himself as in the NFL. Can he make that conversion to pocket passer?
There's times where plays aren't going to go as scripted as people draw them up on the whiteboard. And whenever that does happen and you go through your reads and you do certain things, there's going to be times where you need to take off and get outside the pocket and extend plays. But at the same time, I want to be a guy that can drop back and go through my progressions, go through my reads, and really take what's given to me from the defense.
I mean, Eric, he's got to have that quality. I'm not proposing or pushing in any way, shape, or form to say make him something different than he is. I think you got to stay true to what you are as a quarterback. But having said that, I'm also not keen on the idea of forcing that. I'm not keen on thinking that, you know, you got to make him a pocket passer because, you know, that's what you have to be in the NFL. But he has to have some pocket passing elements.
Right, and that reminds me of what George Whitfield said yesterday. He spoke of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and how everyone said they had to get up under center and to be good quarterbacks, and now they play 85% from the shotgun. I think what he really means is the fact that when he is able to go out there and play, if there is called on for him to be under center and be a drop back passer, that he's able to do that. I'm sure whoever drafts him is not going to use him in that way unless they ultimately have to, but if they leave him the shotgun and let him play like he's always played, I think it'll be more effective.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. He's different than the majority of quarterbacks you're going to look at. Very different than the other two that are, again, are in this so-called top three, with Teddy Bridgewater and Blake Bortles. So if you got to go with what defines the guy, and what defines the guy is someone who does do a lot of stuff improvisationally. All right, we are just rolling along here in hour number two, just getting it started for you. Much more is coming up. Vic Carucci, Eric Metcalf from the Combine in Indianapolis, ESPN 850 WKNR.